Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
847, 13 till 10. We're trying to get in touch with Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish, to talk about preparations there and sandbag locations and all of that stuff. And we are joined now by Coop, Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. How you doing, Mike?
Doing great, Tommy. It's great to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you. You know, we're just talking, shooting the breeze here about the best way to eat ice cream. Some people are saying let it melt in a container until almost liquid, refreeze it so it forms ice crystals. That, to me, is the worst of all worlds. Somebody else says the best way is to take it right out of the container and eat it cold and frozen. I like it kind of soupy. Since we got a second here, how do you like it, Mike? How do you like your ice cream?
I don't like it soupy. If I have a cone, I like eating it from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what about in a bowl?
If it's a bowl, I'll pour the chocolate syrup on vanilla mm-hmm. and stir it up a little bit. But I like to eat it close to frozen.
You got to stir it up like it's soup for me. Let's talk about sandbag locations in St. Tammany Parish and this weather event, time frame, your concerns, etc. Mike?
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate the opportunity to share with our citizens. You asked about sandbag locations. We opened up yesterday at noon. We have five locations across the parish from Covington, Mandeville, Lacombe, and two in the Slidell area. It's in our public works barns where our citizens are used to picking up and providing their own shovels to fill up sandbags that we provide. So all day today, dawn to dusk, will be available, weather permitting, for our citizens to utilize this service. We're concerned, of course, with bands of heavy rainfall that may cause some flooding in low-lying areas, and we ask our citizens to be prepared for that. Low-lying areas, meaning areas close to Lake Pontchartrain, areas close to waterways, and ask them to be prepared. But the sandbags should help if needed, but be prepared if roadways are closed due to inundation. We're expecting rain later today, this evening, throughout the day tomorrow, and possibly into Friday, and maybe some Saturdays. So just be ready for heavy bands of rain in the next few days.
Mike, when it comes to flooding, don't get ahead of myself here. Hang on a second. When it comes to concerns, is it about rainfall, or are there any tidal concerns? And I'm thinking about the lakefront, et cetera, in Mandeville.
It's regarding the rain, the heavy rainfall. If projected at this time, could be over the next few days, 5 to 7 inches of rain. The tides are low. They call them neap tides. So the tides are medium to low, and coastal flooding due to the tides is not expected, but it could be heavy rains could prevent the water from moving out as it normally would. So we ask our citizens to be cognizant of that if you do live in low-lying areas or in areas where roadways tend to go underwater with heavy rains.
Mike, how concerned are you? What are they telling you? A scale of 1 to 10, like with businesses and, well, not schools because it's summertime, but just those kinds of things, everyday activities. Are you concerned this is going to be disruptive or not?
I don't think so. You know, heavy rains, it's good to have a warning when we have heavy rains coming. We don't foresee, you know, businesses closing or asking our citizens to refrain from doing their normal work activities. However, just keep in mind, if it's safe to be off the roadways when it's heavy pouring rain, and just keep that in mind. With regards to, you know, trees being down or limbs being down, you know, that's always a concern. There may be some small gusts of wind. Our utility companies are prepared. They are They're prepared to respond in the event of power outages. Our public works departments are prepared to respond in the event of down limbs in major roadways and our parish roadways. We've been preparing with clearing out our local ditches and drainage features and lowering the elevations of the water elevations in our retention ponds. So we're doing what we normally would do during this time of year, which is hurricane season. So we're prepared for incidents like this.
Mike, somebody texted in about the sandbags. Is there a limit? Or I know you got to bring your own shovel, but is there a limit, or can they get what they need?
Well, no, there's no limit. But please be respectful to your neighbors. But there's no limit. We see people here. One of the locations is at Coop Drive. Yes, Coop Drive is where our main office is located.
Spelled with a K, just to be clear.
Spelled with a K. All right. Spade with a K, but we see our citizens coming in and out right now, picking up and filling up their sandbags. There may be a miscellaneous shovel at each location. We may have somebody there to help in the event a citizen does need help, but there's no limit. But please be respectful of your neighbors.
And, of course, the idea is not to level out your yard. The idea is to get some sandbags if you need them. But real quick, what would you advise people to do just in the interim between now and then?
Continue to monitor our radio stations, our local TV meteorologists, National Weather Service, and just be prepared for heavy rains. And if you do not need to be on the highways and local roads, driving during heavy rains, please refrain from doing so. Stay safe. And we have a number, 985-898-2338, which is a non-emergency number, but it's a number that can be reached to provide services where needed.
What's the number again, Mike?
985-898-2338.
And what's the website?
Our website is stpgov.org.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Mike. Stay dry.
Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. Airport Public Works Barn on in Slidell, Fritchie Public Works Barn, Keller Public Works Barn, St. Tammany Parish Government Complex, and Covington Public Works Barn. You can get your sand bags in St. Tammany Parish, but you got to bring your own shovel. 854, 6 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.